Well, it has to be managed without increasing taxes. Can it be therefore done without making some kind of management changes to entitlements? No, it can't. We have to touch what has traditionally been the third rail of American politics. We have all been taxed to the breaking point, and we fail to see the value that we're getting from all of that extra money. What we need to do is make government smaller, take us back to the government levels of spending of just even a couple of years ago. And if we do that, we're going to have to throw something out of the lifeboat. I think that Congress's job is to appropriate funds. Congress needs to step up and say, gee, 2 years ago you got along with this much, let's do that. And you're a federal manager, you manage. To do that, you have to give certain kinds of relief to entitlements. I think something like Social Security is a model that everybody knows doesn't work. Okay, Bernie Madoff is in jail for trying to scheme just like it. And the fact is that what we ultimately have to do is find some way to transition so the people who have worked a lifetime and are relying on Social Security today get to finish out with whatever that promise was. But at some point along the way, we all have to understand that it's got to be some sort of a defined contribution plan, and those contributions that you make from your paycheck have to be kept in your control. Right now, they're going to the government. And you know what's in that lockbox? Nothing but IOUs from the feds. So if we're going to do this, we have to change entitlements to bring them into the 21st century. We have to tell federal managers to manage, and you and I both have to have the will to do what has to be done to make our government smaller, because otherwise it's going to collapse under its own weight, and though we'll find some pain and suffering by reductions, it'll be nothing compared to the pain and suffering we'll see if it collapses, because it just doesn't work anymore.